It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, who joins us by phone this week. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I want to talk about the power of practice.
Ah.
You were an athlete, right?
Yes.
Athletes know this best, right? That you want to improve your game. What do you do?
You practice.
And yet, when it comes to life skills, you know, our operating instructions, we often think, well, I can't, or it's not available to me. And so this theme came because I was listening to an audio series by Brené Brown.
Mm.
You and I have talked about her a lot.
Yeah.
She wrote, I Thought It Was Just Me, The Gifts of Imperfection, Daring Greatly. Well, she summarizes all of her research, and she's a qualitative researcher, University of Texas, who studies shame. And she summarized all her research in this audio series called The Power of Vulnerability. And in one thing I heard her say that I had not really, I'm sure she has it in her books, but I didn't really hear it before, which is one of the words, when they interviewed people about shame, there were some we've talked about before who she calls wholehearted. Those who, we all have shame, mm-hmm. unless you're, psychopathic. But anyway,
yeah,
some mental health issues. We all have shame, but there were some that were resilient, and she calls them the wholehearted. Well, what she said that I hadn't heard before when she was talking about these people that were resilient with shame is that one of the words she heard most frequently was the word practice. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
That those folks understood that to keep being intentional, being responsive versus reactive, to not let shame be in the driver's seat, knew that they had to have practices in their life. And so that, and then I was also working on a show that's going to be on WTIP with Wendy Palmer, who's an Aikido master. And over and over and over again, she talks about how if you want to be speaking up more clearly or toning it down or whatever responsive way you want to approach your life, it's in the reps. It's in the practice.
Mm.
We think somehow I've read the books and somehow I should just know better. And then we beat ourselves up for that. Or we say, well, that works for other people, but not for me. And there's a great quote from, this is a Roman author from the first century, who says, practice is the best of all instructors. But the thing is, whenever you're trying to do something different, it's very, very hard. Like, speaking of sports, my dad, my uncles all played tennis. And I played tennis from being a kid on, and they were good, and I was okay. It wasn't pretty to watch. And then I thought, well, at the age of 30, I'll take a lesson. I'll take a tennis lesson. And, of course, all the things that have worked for me, I sort of hobbled together. At a tennis lesson, they were trying to deconstruct and change my swing. And it was awful. It was awkward. And I stopped playing tennis.
Mm.
And, many years later, I still haven't picked up a racket. And that's not a model. I'm saying that is what we often do, is when we try to add a new way of being a little more patient or a little bit more kind or a little bit more spacious or a little bit more open-hearted. Any, whatever it is we're trying to do, we think, well, I've read that book. Okay, next time I talk to that person who pushes my buttons, I'm not going to let them push my buttons. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you do, like every athlete knows, the reps. Unless you do a practice in less volatile situations or every day, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So Wendy Palmer says, Brené Brown said, attitude of gratitude means nothing. It's the gratitude practice that gets results. So what is it that you want a little bit more of in your life? And think about, well, what little ways could I just start practicing that?
Mm.
Like, for example, I think I've talked about, I have an issue that I never think I have enough time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always rushing around. And so I light a candle. And when I catch myself speeding up, I'll look at the candle and just repeat to myself, there's enough time. If I'm trying to be a little bit more open-hearted in my communications with someone I have trouble with. I can practice that in my mind's eye. I can practice that with a trusted friend. The thing is, we often, when we start to do something new, I had a friend talk about meditation, and he said, I can't meditate. I said, well, why? Because my mind runs all over the place. Yeah, that's part of the practice, is just watching. So notice, if you really want to bring a new quality more into your day, into your life, know that practice is going to be the path. Practice is the best of all instructors, as that Roman author said in the first century. The other thing you might, two other tips. One is think about it as a question as opposed to an affirmation. Again, CJ, you and I have talked about that, that a lot of times we can't talk ourselves into a new way of being, but we can open ourselves up by saying, what would this day be like with a little bit more?
Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank, yeah. I mean, I've had many of these. So, yeah. I mean, you know, currently I'm working on spaciousness because of my time stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it could be kindness, it could be patience, it could be what, you know, whatever it is that you'd like a little bit more. You think that I would show up a little better person if I were opened up X, Y, or Z's quality. Mm-hmm. So think of it as a question. The other thing I got from Wendy Palmer that I thought was so cool, she said, think of someone who embodies the quality that you want to have more of. She was talking for herself, loving compassion. So the Dalai Lama, for example, was one of hers. But whatever quality you're trying to bring, like kindness, I might think of Grandpa. With loving compassion, I might think of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So and then think to yourself, well, what would that person do? This is like, what would Jesus do? Mm-hmm. What would Grandpa do? So invite in a role model of the quality you're trying to bring into your life. The point of all of this is the Wendy Palmer lessons and the Brené Brown listening to her Power of Vulnerability talk became really clear to me, is that change is possible, we can be more intentional, and we need to honor the value of practice. And be kind to ourselves, because we don't just change overnight like a switch. We have to practice.
Yes.
So that's it. That's my lesson for the week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. Take good care.
All right. Bye-bye, Larsha. Okay.